Chapter 6. Schema Tilt.
The lawyer awoke on the seashore, alone except for the ever-present beagle. Alongside them were the coals of the campfire on which the boy had cooked their dinner. Now he was gone, and he had obviously taken faith and hope. But the lawyer chose to continue believing in the young boy's good intentions. It was late afternoon when the lad finally returned, marching up the beach with Faith and Hope beside him, and most of the city following after him. Stopping in front of the lawyer and pointing a finger at him, the boy said,
"This is the man who has the power to go under the water and come back alive."
The lawyer looked calmly into the faces of the people and saw the unspoken question in their eyes. Feeling a sharp tug on his pants leg, he looked down. Intuition and Faith were pulling him toward the sea. Knowing what he should do, the lawyer walked boldly into the water and dove beneath its waves. A minute later, having risen back to the surface unharmed, the lawyer was greeted by the sullen silence of disbelief. He stood dripping before the quiet crowd until a single voice split the stillness.
"Fraud! Thief! Liar!"
a spiteful woman shouted.
"He only made himself invisible. He was never beneath the waves."
And as her words drifted in the cool morning air, most of the people walked away. But not all of them.
"Will you go also?"
asked Intellect of the few who remained. After a moment of silence, the boy answered,
"To whom would we go? None but you knows the way to Destiny."
And the rest of the group nodded in silent agreement.
"Wonderful!"
exclaimed the lawyer.
"Your lessons will begin in the morning. Now go to your houses and tell your families and friends that Destiny awaits everyone who is willing to cross the water."
"But we cannot do as you have done,"
cried a woman standing nearby.
"We do not have the gift of the fish as you do. If we try to cross the water, we shall most surely die."
"Tomorrow I will teach you the gift of the fish,"
he answered,
"and give you an even greater gift."
Then raising his voice so that he could be clearly heard, the prince sang out,
"Be here when the sun rises, if you would journey to Destiny."
And then he walked, alone with the beagles, into the fruited plain, and the boy followed quietly after.